The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another edition of Callum's Curious Creatures Podcasts, a podcast where I'll fill you in with fascinating facts about some amazing animals, some of which you may have never even heard of. Today's podcast focuses on a one in a quillion animal, that being the tree porcupine. So stay tuned for some tremendous facts about this spiky specimen, but mind you, don't get too close, it could leave you with a real thorn in your side. So without further ado, let's roll out the facts. Tree porcupines, often known as prehensile-tailed porcupines, are a species of arboreal rodents that are found in the rainforests of Central and South America. Like their other nickname suggests, tree porcupines possess a prehensile tail, which they can use to easily scale the trees in which they live. Being nocturnal, these creatures snooze all day long and only wake up during the night to help themselves to an abundance of midnight snacks. Being herbivorous, their diet consists of leaves and shoots, bark and roots, and flowers and fruits. They've even been known to crunch on some crops if they get the chance, which has given them quite the bad reputation from farmers. And like all porcupines, these crucial critters are coated in sharp quills, which provides perfectly prickly protection against predators that would make chili dogs out of them. And did you know that porcupine quills are made out of keratin, which is the same stuff your fingernails are made of? But if you want to know something real nail-biting, it's the fact that these prickly paladins aren't afraid to get scrappy with others. Even though most of the time they're porky pacifists, those insanely sharpened scissors and arrow-like armour is something that you don't want to mess with, and that's a strong point. But do you know what isn't so pointy? Why, it's that big, soft, puffy pink marshmallow of a nose that they've got. Looks so squidgy and adorable, doesn't it? And that nose can pick up plenty of scent since their eyesight is quite poor. And that's not the only cute thing about them, just take a look at the babies. Born with only a few strands of brown hair, these baby bristle brushes look just like a capybara, which just so happens to be an animal that I've done a podcast about. And not just that, but they've also got super duping climbing skills right from the get-go, although this may take a bit of encouragement from their mothers. Another fantastic feature these creatures have is their impressive range of vocalizations, ranging from clicks, hisses, squeaks and grunts to get their message across. Whether it be to communicate with someone from far away, or to simply tell someone to get lost, usually a threat. Unfortunately, the biggest threat to tree porcupines is deforestation, with over 98% of their rainforest habitat being wiped out. This is a huge shame, as we have yet to understand a lot about these curious creatures, and with devastation slowly overtaking their homeland, this puts the species at great risk. But it's not too late for them, as there's still a chance to turn things around and give these creatures the happy ending that they deserve. But only if humanity is willing to put aside its differences and do what is right. Welp, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in soon, because I'll be back next time with another edition of Callum's Curious Creatures Podcasts, with some more fascinating facts about another amazing animal. I swear it. So it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later.